Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second, the right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third, the first baseman, Luke Appling. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mickey Hefner. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Philly reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Philly moves to third. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel takes first base on ball four. Michaels moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a pop-up towards first. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Kell reaches second base with a double. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sockold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Lepon reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Zerniel goes all the way around to score. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0 for 1 in the game. Sockold is walked intentionally. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Appling scoops it up and throws to first, with Hefner covering, for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sockold hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sockold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 2 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Trucks reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kell is walked intentionally. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.